It's 14 minutes past 6. You're tuned to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb, and it's myself, Warren Thompson, standing in for Natasha Arendse this evening. Now, there has been a lot of news, conjecture, allegations, accusations regarding what exactly is transpiring, certainly with some of the share trading in the Resilient stable. A little bit earlier this afternoon, I asked our in-house listed property journalist Ray Mahlaka to give us an update as to what had happened, given the fact that we were expecting the report into the independent review conducted by Mr. Faki to come out. Resilience saying that they need a little bit of time there. Mr. Faki is now going to be interviewing one of the directors of 361 Asset Management, and I suspect that will be Cy Jacobs. But this is what Ray had to say just a little while ago. A lot of interesting developments around Resilient and the Resilient stable over the last few months. Today we are expecting the publication of a report by the previous Auditor General, Mr. Faki, into certain matters around Resilient. Just to outline for us what exactly this internal review was established to evaluate, and what you expect to see following the publication of that report.
First of all, this is an independent review that was mandated by the Resilient Board to look at various aspects of scathing allegations that have been made or levelled towards the Resilient group of companies, including its sister companies, Fortress, Nepi Rock Castle and Green Bay Properties. And the second part will also look at Resilient's BE partners. It's called the Siaka Education Trust 1, the Siaka Education Trust 2. What we know from the various reports that have been published is that Resilient would offer loans to its empowerment partners to buy shares in the groups at inflated interest rate prices. And when those BE groups repay those loans, that can be booked as additional income for Resilient, in which it can now pay as dividends to shareholders. So what you've seen is that the Resilient group of companies have posted dividend payments that are way above inflation at a time when its peers have been downgrading dividend payments and struggling to meet inflation-beating dividends. Resilient would always post dividend growth of between 7, 8, 9% and beyond double-digit dividend growth as well. So those are the two main issues that the independent review will look at, but bearing in mind that there are other two investigations that are also ongoing, one by the JSE and one by the formerly known FSB, which calls itself now the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, into the share trades as well.
Okay, so this is a situation I think the Resilience Group has been through before. It's conducted its own investigation. In terms of the scope, is it wide enough to address the concerns that have been raised by many of the other parties?
I don't think so, because a very important point is that various market watchers have raised concerns about the level of a share buying by key directors of the group, the four groups, that is. If you look at the management of all four companies, they own shares, they buy shares, and they're trading off shares as well, can influence share trade volumes and the level of increase or decrease in the share price as well of the four companies. So there is a general perception that the investigation by Resilient, the independent review, does not go far enough in looking at the director dealings of key directors of the company. But I guess that's where the Financial Sector Conduct Authority and the JSE will take the investigation a step further, because they have the mandate and they have the capability to monitor share trades among the four related companies. What these companies can actually argue is that we don't have the capacity to look at individual share trades. But that's an area in which, again, the market regulators can look into. But I must say, Warren, there is a general concern and feeling that the independent review might actually exonerate Resilient and the three sister companies of any wrongdoing, because this is, again, is a board initiated process.
Okay, great. Just insofar as outside of the the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, a number of allegations have been made by certain market participants, including 361. I think Mergence, as well as another brokerage firm called Navigare, as well as Arkham Capital. What is the gist of those allegations?
Well, you've seen parties that that own large volumes of shares that are related to the CEO of Resilient. One being, his name is Dees de Beer. He's the founder of Resilient, and he's the brainchild behind the four companies and the related structure of those four companies. You are seeing, individuals that own shares that are quite questionable as well. Some are related to Dees de Beer. Some shares are held through obscure trusts with obscure names as well. So, the big question that many of the four, the key question asked by the reports that we've seen is, why is there a level of shareholding that is related to, the directors of the companies as well? So, that's still yet to be ventilated. The JSE on its own does not find any issues with the related nature of, share ownership with, key directors of a company, Resilient group of companies. So, that's the main concern for now. Who are these obscure owners of these shares with obscure names as well? So that's the key questions that I think will need to be tested out in the next few months. We know that the investigation of the JSE and the Financial Sector Conduct Authority will not be an overnight process. In fact, we got an indication yesterday that the investigation might go on for many years as well. So this won't be, again, an overnight process.
That was Ray Mhlaka speaking to us, a journalist at MoneyWeb.